Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Bank on the Blackhawks from MB Financial Bank on Monday. We will be live at the new MB Financial Bank Center where the Hawks practice and where so many of you are going to have a chance to skate if you haven't already. And MB's giving you a chance to win a ride on an ice resurfacer, a pregame tour of the United Center. A couple of tickets for the Hawks and the Florida Panthers December 12th. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to enter. All courtesy of MB Financial Bank. MB means business. And good morning to you, Connor Murphy. Connor, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, guys?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, Connor.
Good morning.
Not bad.
Nice goal the other night. Looks like you're getting more comfortable every day.
Yeah. It's been good. It's been fun so far.
What do you like best about this team as far as the dressing room side of this goes? Is there a guy you hang with? Is it fun on the road? What's the best part of that?
Yeah, we have our routines, and guys have their groups going to dinner and things like that. It's not really too crazy. Just you get in, and whether you have a nap or not, you go to dinner and come back and watch some TV. So nothing too exciting, but we got a lot of good guys and not really too clicky on this team. Everyone kind of hangs out with everyone, so you just go to your meals and hang out and have a good time.
It can be a little high schoolish, right, with some teams where certain guys will hang and other guys don't feel like they're so welcome.
I mean, yeah, you get that a little bit. I mean, especially hockey, you get guys from all over the world. So whether it's language barriers or different things, guys are more comfortable, whether it's on their own or with a certain teammate. So there's a little bit of that, but it's not like there's high school drama, just a little bit of groups the odd time.
Yeah, if it goes high school, we got a real problem. Yeah. Dude, yeah. You're not sitting with me at lunch.
Exactly.
Connor, what's your sense in your first season with the Blackhawks? What is going on now with this team? How you feel they're kind of fighting through this, what's been a bit of a power outage as far as the power play and also just a tough time scoring goals?
Yeah, it's been frustrating. I think every team goes through a little bit of their troubles different parts of the year, but for us it seems to be a little bit of puck play and scoring, and we've had unreal goaltending that's actually covered up a little bit of lapses we've had, and it's kept some of the goals against down a little bit, but it's hard. I mean, scoring's tough. You got a lot of teams give us their best games. We played lately, and they've been checking hard, especially a lot of these bigger Western Conference teams. And yeah, it's a challenge. And if things aren't meshing as well as they usually are offensively, it's tough to get goals and to get on top early in games. So it's been tough. It's been close games that I haven't gone our way lately, but I think guys have been working hard to try to overcome it and playing, whether it's with new line mates or different things like that. It'll give guys a spark, and hopefully we can kind of get on track here.
How closely do you guys keep an eye on the standings in your division? I know it's so early, but you've got a really, really tough division, and it seems like every time you look up, Nashville's winning again. Winnipeg lost last night, but they've been winning. Do you guys follow that?
Yeah, we have TVs on and standings up every day in the room and highlights, so you kind of keep track and see how teams are doing, but I don't think you really pay as much close attention to it as you do the latter part of the year. So you kind of just keep it in your back pocket and know to make sure you don't slip away or to see if you can spring ahead of some teams, and you always know that the divisional games they really mean more points than just the two that that are up for grabs, because with the other team losing, you know, the team winning, usually you spring ahead pretty far, and you got to know to take advantage of those ones. But
yeah, those are 4-point really, games, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. You usually call them 4-point games, but they mean a lot. They just it's usually a little more of a little more animosity toward that game to try to beat out your divisional teams.
You know, Coach Q is a regular on the show, and you know, he always talks about win the shift, win your ice time.
Yeah,
you know, manage the puck, win your ice time. You'll win the game if you do that. What's the adjustment been like for you from beginning to now? Has your role changed from what you thought it might be, or is this pretty much what you thought you'd be doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's changed a little bit in the way that I'm playing on the left side now, which is my offside being a right shot. So that's it was a little bit of adjustment at first, but I've done it for multiple games now, and it's feeling comfortable. And it's been nice to feel more comfortable as the games have gone on, and getting a feel for partners and teammates and the way we play, and trying to make plays and help the team in any way. But it's just been that's probably the only adjustment lately, just playing on the offside and trying to get things going.
The MB Arena there where you guys practice, I mean, that's got to be great having a facility like that.
It's crazy. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that, really. We didn't have the similar facilities like that where I was in Arizona the last few years. So it's pretty amazing. And I've gone in there in a couple off days to just hang out. We have an unbelievable room and got the hot tubs and steamers, saunas, and we got it all.
I have to ask you, you scored your first goal as a Blackhawk against the Flyers in Philadelphia. Your dad's an assistant coach with that team, and I know you've probably been asked this a lot. I know he has to be stoic about it. He had to be excited for you, right? Did he say anything to you? I know it was a
nice shot,
you
kid.
Guys. Yeah, what happens? What's the exchange between you and your dad after that?
It's pretty much just as far as that. Just says nice shot, nice goal, then moves on to something maybe I should do defensively or work on something else. He's still my dad, so he treats it the same way as I have most of my life, which is cool. But it was cool. We had our mom's trip that week too. So we had my mom was able to be there, and which is funny for her because she ends up flying out to Chicago for the mom's trip, and the first place we go is back to Philly where my dad's coaching.
Yeah, there you go.
So it was cool. It's cool to have them, and funny for her to be wearing a Blackhawks jersey against him.
You know, as one of the taller guys in the league, somebody brought this up the other day, who's got a tall kid going through a growth spurt. I don't know when you started to pop, you know, height-wise, but is there any sort of special thing you'd say to parents with a lanky kid that's trying to learn the game?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for kids, I mean, learning the game, it's all the same, just making the whole work ethic thing and making sure that kids are really loving it and putting in the time and the effort. But I've learned that when I was younger, when I hit a growth spurt, I started having a couple injuries just because my strength didn't keep up with the spurt of growth. So the big thing I would say is to make sure you're doing the right amount of training. When kids start working out at a young age, they want to go in with their middle school and high school buddies and start ripping bench press and heavy squats. And you got to make sure that you're doing it the right way. And not all about just lifting weight. It's about
sure,
getting that core strength going. So I think for taller, whether you're a lanky kid or whatever, getting older, it's really important to have that strength in feet and core and having the right trainer to help you do that.
Talking to Connor Murphy, before we let you go, the MB Financial listener question, good for an autographed Blackhawk puck. Terry Kazupski asked, do you think the NHL will ever expand internationally?
That's a good question. I mean, it's kind of we've already gone Canada, U.S. I don't know if that has anything. If you guys,
yeah, I mean, I think they're talking about Europe, you know, would you have a franchise in Europe?
I don't believe that would happen. Just you got time changes and travel, and it wouldn't work out for scheduling. But I mean, I think there's a lot of talk about playing, whether it's more games or trying to get tournaments over there, or whether it's starting the season, or we've done a little bit in the past. But I think it's important to try to grow large fan bases over in Europe as well. So it's nice to be able to spread the game wherever, and it is big over there. So it's cool whenever we get the chance to go over and see support from other countries too.
Good to talk to you, man. Keep up the good work, and let's find the back of the net a few more times and never miss a call from your dad.
Yeah, we will. For sure.
All right, but all the best, Connor. And thanks to MB Financial Bank. MB means business.